This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. When you see a movie in the theaters, you expect certain things like a heck of a good time, some amazing sound, and a story played out on a gigantic screen. You also probably think about popcorn. But that's weird, right? How of all the snacks on Earth did popcorn become the mainstay of movie theaters? Well, it starts with a bit of history. See, popcorn had been around for ages, and it was a popular snack at 19th century fairs and carnivals, especially after the invention of the first steam-powered popcorn popper back in 1885. People loved the crunchy, salty, inexpensive snack. And movie theaters hated it. During the era of silent film, these companies followed many of the same rules as traditional theaters, and they did not want to be associated with a loud food that could distract from the show. Additionally, there was a little bit of a class consideration here. Since audiences had to read the dialogue on the screen, they had to be literate, aka a better sort of people with superior education. Allowing popcorn inside was, in the opinion of these theater owners, kind of like throwing sawdust on the floor and just saying, sure, just spit wherever you want. Talkies, or films with spoken dialogue, emerged in 1927, and this brought movie theaters to the common folk. Suddenly, anyone could cough up some change, grab a seat, and understand what was going on. This was also the time of the Great Depression, when Americans from coast to coast pined for cheap, escapist entertainment. So the average Americans finally found the cinema, and they brought their snack culture along. And the Depression affected theaters as well. Theaters with the best chances of surviving were the ones that gave customers what they wanted. If they wanted to eat popcorn while watching a film, well, so be it. At first, independent vendors sold popcorn outside the theater, profiting from the casual passersby as well as future movie patrons. Since corn kernels were dirt cheap, popcorn became even more popular, and things escalated. Movie theaters allowed vendors to sell popcorn in the lobby for a small fee. Eventually, they cut out the vendors entirely, acquiring their own poppers. During World War II, popcorn sales saw another bump. Sugar was rationed, which made many conventional sweet snacks and drinks more expensive. At least, that is when they were available at all. Popcorn, of course, only required salt and popcorn kernels, neither of which were hard to come by. But by then, the association between movies and popcorn was firmly established in the mind of the American public. This association continues today, but there's another wrinkle to the story. And you might be saying, Christian, okay, popcorn was cheap in the Depression or whatever, but what happened? When did it become so expensive? Good question. The price hike really kicked in on all concessions back in the 1970s. See, contrary to popular belief, your local movie theater doesn't actually make that much bank off the films it screens. Instead, theaters use concessions to stay in business. According to the Stanford Business School, concessions comprise only about 20% of a theater's gross revenue, but 40% of its profits. This makes sense when we consider how theaters must split ticket revenue with distributors, but can pocket 100% of whatever they manage to sell at the snack counter. The bulk cost of the ingredients is laughably small, and the profit margin is huge. And don't forget, the stuff is still addictively delicious.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.